Live from backstage, it's Melinda Ferris with the winner of the Mountain Dulcimer Championship, Kara Barnard. Kara, how are you feeling right now?
I'm pretty excited. I don't know that it gets any better than this.
Sure it's not. So was this your first time participating in the contest?
No, I used to compete in the early 90s in the fingerstyle guitar competition, 5 or 6 years of that. And then in 2009, I was the last time I competed in the Dulcimer competition. I made Final Five, and that was fun. But I gave up competing because I thought I was done. But, in recent months, there have been some deaths in the family and whatnot, and I needed to find my instrument again. I needed to get to this level and trust my instrument and have it pull me through. And it did.
We're also glad that you decided to do that. So tell me, what's it like for you to compete?
Competing is the most nerve-wracking thing. I can play music in front of thousands of people. I can do sessions and all over the country. I can do all kinds of stuff. But you put me on this stage and my arms turn into concrete. It's amazing to me. Every time I do it, I think, no, it's not going to get to me this time. And every time it does.
And so today as well, huh?
Oh, gosh, yes. I was a wreck.
So tell me a little bit about what you do for your living.
I teach music. I play banjo, guitar, fingerstyle guitar. I even shred heavy metal, flat picking, mandolin. I've done it all and toured with different independent artists and stuff as a side player. And music has always been my entire life. But teaching is my passion. And I've got so many students. I love it.
So do you do some virtual teaching then with all the technology, or is it mostly in person?
I do have a YouTube site that goes along with some of my Dulcimer books and stuff like that, and I encourage people to find my YouTube site and get the tablature that goes along with it, because I enjoy that. But there's nothing that takes the place of sitting next to someone and being able to really feel how they're breathing with their instrument and all those little subtle mannerisms that really mean so much that you can't see when you're doing a virtual lesson.
So what kind of advice do you have for aspiring mountain dulcimer players?
The single most important thing to do is get your song. First of all, get a good arrangement. Write your arrangements and edit and edit and edit and edit. I edited through these four arrangements that I wrote for this competition so many times. Edit your arrangements. Let me say this again. First of all, do your own arrangements.
Okay.
Try to write your own arrangements. And then edit. And then secondly, play those songs at a snail's pace with a metronome for hours every day. That's what I did for the last 3 or 4 months. Hours before I taught for hours, and hours after I'd been teaching for hours, I played maybe sometimes just four measures over and over and over again at a snail's pace. That will win you a championship here.
Oh my gosh, that's great advice, and I can't even imagine how much time that must take. You must have spent practicing then.
Well, I think I told you earlier I'm a cat rancher.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a crazy cat lady. I live alone with four cats and a beagle. So I don't have anything else to do other than pet cats and play instruments.
Well, we're really glad that you take the time to do that. And it was amazing today. So thank you very much. We're happy to have you. And we wish you good luck and hope to see you back on the stage here in future years. Don't give it up.
I won't. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.